השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של
I think I don't have anything else to say after such things. Maybe we'll just keep on singing and that's it. But truly, our topic, and by the way, it's not I who chose these topics, I didn't arrange them. Believe me, I'm here as an employee, and that's good. This topic is the most important. It's the purpose of society, and the most difficult topic. Our heart agrees to anything except for this, because that is the center of our correction. And all the difficulty we read about, we study about all of, let's say, Israel in Egypt, and first in Babylon, then in Egypt, then in the desert, entering the land of Israel, the temple, the shattering, everything until our day and onwards, it actually all speaks about connection between people. And that is the center of creation, its heaviness, its evil inclination, the sitra achra, the shells of it, heart of stone, everything we talk about is only regarding that. Besides that, there is nothing. If we, in our world, are born and each one develops in his own personal way, then we're like animals. If we want to learn from each other through jealousy, lust, honor, control, then we increase our ego, our will to receive, and by that we learn from each other regarding social development. If you put a child in a forest and he grows there, then he grows into an animal like the animals of the forest. If he's put into a certain society, then he grows just like that society, but he still grows on the egoistic level, on the level of this world. He doesn't rise above it. And to rise higher than that, to a higher dimension, that is possible not by learning from each other how to use our ego. The grass there is greener, he is more cunning, he's like this, he's like that. No. Here we need to acquire what the other has, meaning to join what he has to myself. And by that I can rise. Take something else from the other and from the other, and by that I rise. But in order to join it, this desire from the others, I need to give up on my own ego, because I always think that I'm better than others. That's for sure, and there's nothing you can do about it. Meaning there's a special shell here that doesn't allow me to attach to myself foreign desires. And the moment that I would be able to do so, if I will be able, then I discover in these two desires, which merge as one, that's called one man in one heart, I would then already feel a transcendence to a spiritual degree, a higher level. On the one hand, I've annulled myself, my ego. On the other hand, I've acquired the will to receive of the others, because I've given up on my ego and I feel the force of bestowal, the Creator. Something simple and impossible. That's how it is. The Creator gives you this barrier and doesn't allow us to do this action. Why? In order for us to need Him, to need His help. And that is another difficulty. If I would be able to do it in order to gain great profit, to annul myself, then what can you do? People devote themselves and even for life or for death in many situations. But here, I'm incapable of doing so, of nullifying myself and acquiring a new degree, meaning rising to a new degree. For that, I need the actual upper force. I don't have these forces. I might have a tendency, some awareness of it, an understanding that it should be done, but how? And here we reach what we call the standing of Mount Sinai, this mountain of hatred that I'm incapable of doing anything. And here there is only this cry, this request. That we're all here before this problem, that we must acquire the desires of everyone. Every foreign desire which I acquire through it, it's another degree, another spiritual degree of mine. But in that desire, I need the upper force to do this action. That's called Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one. Meaning together, that we all connect by this upper light. And that is actually the problem. The Kabbalists solved it through all different, on all different levels. Because throughout history, humanity develops with its ego from the coarseness of root, first, second, third, and we're in the fourth state of coarseness, the greatest. And while we're here, we're in an historical moment. People who are here, they learn, they come closer to this understanding of what should be done. And they came in order to realize this connection. And it is certainly in our reach. Only the Creator cannot do it alone. We spoke about that already more than once. That the urge, the urgency for it has to be from us. Because without that, we won't feel the world of Ensof, the world of infinity, of no end. We have to express this desire on our behalf. So the pressure has to be from us. A demand. To such an extent, this demand has to be great. According to the law, my sons have beaten me. That we demand it and the Upper One realizes it. And we are capable of doing so on the one hand. On the other hand, it won't happen if we don't want it. It's not me or anyone else, but all of us together. Exactly as it says in the standing of Mount Sinai, that you are all here, and it depends on everyone. That's why I was talking about it yesterday, that you have to open up your heart. You have to pierce a hole in your heart, because around our heart we have a very tough, egoistic shell, a great one, thick. But if one helps the other, as it says, that one shall help his friend, then we are able to do so, and then it even happens easily. Yesterday I was asked, what's the problem to cross the barrier? And I said, it's a psychological problem. It's not, I didn't make this up, that's what Kabbalists write. That it's a psychological difficulty and no more. You have to increase the pressure towards that direction, to make a small pierce the size of a pin. And it should be done in the shell of the heart. And then we will immediately begin to feel how it opens up for the upper light. And the upper light penetrates. Therefore, as Rabash has said, we've gathered here in order to establish... What does he write there? We've gathered here in order to establish a society. To all of those who want to go in the path and method of Bala Sulam, which is the method of how to rise in the degrees of man and not to remain as a beast. So that is exactly why we have gathered here. That's the topic of the convention. It's not theoretical. It's what we actually have to do. We must reach unity. That's our purpose here, our goal. If we will reach the smallest extent of this, then we'll discover godliness here and now. It's simple, we're in this law of nature, and if we suit ourselves to some extent to this upper nature, we'll feel it, and if not, we won't feel it. And if we do or don't, it depends on us, and on us only. It depends on our hearts. We need to be prepared for this more and more, to want it. Each one has to just tell himself that without it, we won't succeed. It's a great problem. You know, I feel myself as someone that can slightly see how these things are close. And nevertheless, it's only this small pressure, this small step needed, but it can't be done. Well, we have still a bit of time. Hopefully we'll break through it. Do we have a few quotes? Noreen says, I have a question. To pierce this hole in the heart, what does that mean? What do I have to do now here in this convention? I'm sitting in a lesson, in the breaks, in the meals, in the culture events. I watch the Shivat Chavirin. What does that mean that I have to pierce a hole in my heart? I want to do it. What do I have to do? It's a matter of feeling. I don't know how to explain it. In previous years, it took a lot of time until people reached it. Years and years. And also we, until we started studying the writings of Rabash, that there he specially speaks about the society. Maybe 8 years have passed, 10 years, until we started studying it, the writings of Rabash about the society. People came, they heard, they didn't hear. We read it occasionally, but didn't really notice or pay attention to it. Only after 8 or 9 years we started reading it and working on it more tightly. And after 15 years almost, we started studying Zohar. But today, those people who are joining us today, they're very, very close and prepared. Besides that, there is a group already, there is this unity, there is a connection in the core, and therefore to connect to them, it's much easier. What we should do today, now, I would ask the audience, what do you think? What should we do? Maybe jump, sing, hug, or the opposite? Each person should think in his heart how and what he's doing. We can see many people here that have come from very far. People who made huge efforts to come from other corners of the world. They came because we declared this convention as the convention of unity, because it's known that in unity we achieve godliness, the mutual force of bestowal. And therefore people come with this great hope, with great anticipation. They constantly examine themselves. Well, where is what I've been expecting to happen? And there's only a slight effort here to aim oneself towards expecting that to happen. Only to slightly open the hearts. I think in quote number 5 you have something about it.
Yes, passage number 5, Baal HaSulam says in letter 49, I hereby instruct you to begin to love one another as yourselves, share your friends' sorrows, and rejoice at your friends' delights as much as possible. I hope you will keep my words and carry out the matter in full.
I don't know what to add. We've studied a lot. What is a group? What is connection? What is a friend? From the word in Hebrew, it comes from the word connection. All these laws, statutes, all these things, they're dry matters. How can we open up these pipes that are between us but they're clogged up? How can we open them up in order for the light to be able to flow in this system? And then we'll be able to feel the spiritual life. It all depends on the work of the heart. More?
There is a quote of the Rabash from Shlavei HaSulam, what to demand from the assembly of friends. It says, each one should try to bring to the society spirit of life and hopes, and to put energy into the society so that everyone will have the ability to tell to himself, now I begin, I start a new page. Meaning, before he came, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of God. But now the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, obtain confidence and the strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all these thoughts that he was facing, a high mountain that couldn't be conquered, and that these are truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing, and he received it all from the power of the society, because each and everyone tried to instill a spirit, encouragement, and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society.
So if I want to overcome something myself, I can't do it, but if the others think about me and I have to think about them, and then and only then, with this mutual thought that we think about the others, and each one thinks of the others, then we'll reach a state that our hearts will open up to each other, and in the general heart, on the condition as one man is one heart, as it was in the standing of Mount Sinai, we are standing here today. And what's been throughout history, and what the Torah tells us about, that was only in the root. That's what the Kabbalists tell us. There was a demonstration in a small group, those who came out of Babylon, those who exited Egypt, and they reached it through this pressure, and also it was with a small will to receive, that was with a small group. Today we're facing the end of correction in the generation of the Messiah, and we need to realize this love, to do it actually and in huge proportions, only through mutual thoughts, that each one thinks how the other one will succeed. In such a way, we can give birth to the other. In spirituality, no one does an action upon himself, but everyone towards the other. Spirituality is bestowal, and bestowal is the force of Bina, the force of the mother, that I, towards the other, I act as a mother towards them. I give birth to them. I supply them everything. Without me, they're unable to do anything. And that's how each one is towards the other. And it turns out that this same law, connection, aravut, it's a law of this spiritual system. And therefore, if we're thinking each one about himself, how can I break open my heart? I'm not capable. How will I connect to others? I'm not capable. That's sure. But if we all think this mutually, all of us together, each one on the others, as I'm thinking about you, because I really want you to succeed. Because I've gathered you here now, and I want you to succeed. So, well, each one should help the others like that.
Shiovitz, you have a good song for us?
Adam olam katan avuro nivra olam
I see that you're already ready for questions, so please go ahead. Yes, please.
Hello, my name is Nita. I was in the last Congress, which was amazing. But this convention is more important for me because the World Kli, for me, has made all the difference. The World Kli has made me feel what it really is to nullify. To what extent they're really great and I'm nothing in compared to them, compared to their effort, their exertion. Well, they actually have pierced that hole in the heart. And my question is, how in the day-to-day life, not just in the convention, how can you increase the intensity and the force of the World Kli?
We're working on it. Problem is that it depends on everyone. In spirituality, you can't do anything from above. It's quite the opposite, from below. You see how we disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, not through great firms or offices or the government or great famous people. It should reach the hearts of everyone, and therefore the approach should be very personal, very simple, in the eye level of everyone, and depends on everyone. If you connect between you, and then everyone goes away and the connection remains, then it works, and then it spreads even more. We think that 7 billion is so much. It's not. It really isn't. Because this force that we possess can really, it can connect everyone. Therefore, well, now we're thinking how to build a system. I talked about it already. How to build a system of connection between us, such a system that will be easy, simple, accessible for everyone through the internet, but through the hearts. In our connection, while during the lessons, when we see them on the screens, when we will rise to the spiritual degree, there will be no question, because there we will all have a mutual feeling. I can hardly remember the names of people, but I feel all of you. And if you're close or distance, I can't feel it, really. So through this hole they're pierced in your heart, let them in. And then it will work. We can see, according to these results, that this is really the words of the prophet, Yeshayahu. He said that the time will come in the end of days that the nations of the world will come and will carry the people of Israel on their shoulders and will bring them to build the temple, meaning the home. It's not the building in Jerusalem. Rather, this is the home of sanctity, a kli filled with love and bestow. And we see that that's the way it is. What's written? This is what's happening. And they are very important friends of ours, very great friends of ours, living in very complicated conditions, and also in a very far away environment, far from being supportive in all that. But still, they're here with us, with their heart and soul. They're always with us, and for years. We really have to look at it to see how the words of the prophet are being realized. Yeshayahu says in chapter 14 that the nations will come and carry the people of Israel, sons and daughters, and will carry them on their shoulders.
Amen.
Amen.
Михаил из Вильнюса, Литва. Вопрос такой. Вы говорили о отверстии в сердце. Сердце – это напор, сумма желаний, животные растительные, животные почести, власти, знания. Можете вы объяснить, рассказать, как преодолеть каждый из слоев? Знания, почести, власть, богатство, животные желания.
The friend from Lithuania is asking, Rav Lapman, you were talking about this piss in the heart, the hole in the heart, and the heart is our desire, still vegetative, animate speaking. So how can each one overcome his heart, his desire for knowledge, for control, power? How can you overcome all of this and still pierce a hole in one's heart?
We can never overcome our heart. Nobody overcomes his ego. Working against the ego really brings to a complete failure. We think that we're capable of doing it. Why? That ego which stands in our way is the Creator. There is none else beside him. And he puts himself in the opposite form, like Pharaoh, for example, and he doesn't give us the opportunity to burst out, not to work against him, rather to ask from above, a connection with the Creator, a connection with the other. And through that, you will be able to bypass your ego and then climb above it and then even use it the right way. These steps, they only come to the extent that we receive from above the force to rise. And never can we do it ourselves. We can't do any action against our ego ourselves. You break it, seemingly it becomes bigger. Two instead of one. You break it more, you have four instead of two, and so on. Therefore, our whole work is not against the ego, rather in favor of connection with the others. Don't look at it. It's like it is written about Pharaoh in Egypt. We have to face him, we have to see him, but eventually we run away from him. We run away from him. There's nothing else we can do. We cannot defeat him. We can defeat him in such a way as we learn that we have the will to receive, and above the will to receive, we rise above it. And when we're above our will to receive in a degree called Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy, or Bina, then after having acquired that, we begin to attach pieces of the ego to that desire of Bina. And this is how we invert the Kli into its opposite form. We have attached an additional Kli and turn it into its opposite form. And this is how we come to a vast Kli where this whole ego has shifted to in order to bestow, to connection with other, but never against him in such a frontal way, working with it, against it face to face. Therefore, our whole work is to connect to others. They should do the work. I care for them, they care for me. I'm asking the Creator and He helps me. And the ego itself, my ego, I let it go. If I look at it, then I'm lost. This is what's happening here. I felt it yesterday a few times. People couldn't detach themselves, and that's a great problem. It's not that it's a great problem. It's a problem that we cannot solve. Only let go. to enter with your heart and mind into the others, to throw yourself to the outside. When we're here, above our ego, that means that we climb the Mount Sinai, Mount of Hatred. The Moshe in each of us climb Mount Sinai, and then he pulls the others along with him. So we have agreed, we forget about all the evil that we have, and all we think about is how we exit it.
Hello, my name is Kinneret. I feel that opening the heart and burdening of the heart aren't under my control. It either happens or doesn't happen. But I would want to know if there is, you can direct me how to take these moments maybe to connect them, intensify them, these moments of the opening of the heart. And also, I feel it like it doesn't happen to everyone at the same time. My heart opens, another one is burdened, or the opposite, and it can maybe hurt someone. Can you maybe direct us how to create this unity, and is there any control for these states?
I would have recommended to think that the Creator is among us, between all of us, fulfills the space between us, connects us together. We have to feel like a man and wife, and the divinity is between them. Everyone giving to the other, he's called a man. Everyone receiving from the other, he's called a woman. We all have both. So you should simply feel that there's a third element between us, which is the connector between us. He fulfills us, he unites us. It's not we ourselves. We cannot unite. You say one ascends, one descends. I'm in a constant descent and ascent. I have no control over it. It's all true. But he who is between us and fulfills this space between us, he can connect us, unite us. He glues us together. Without him, we can't do it. Of course not. Without him, each of us is a closed ego within himself. And only if we will let him work between us in a way that he will tie us together, he will soften us. Like almonds in a soup, croutons in a soup, that he will really warm us up, like the liquid in the soup, so that he will really warm us up, connect us together through him together. Without this third element, nothing can happen. Also in families and kids' education, in anything. If we refer to the fact that between me and others there is the Creator, that is the key for success.
And does this come from paying attention to that, that there's a third one between us? Can that make the difference?
We want to discover him, to reveal him, so you make room for him.
Thank you.
Hello, Rav. I'm Michael from the UK.
Hello, Rav.
My question is, yesterday in the opening ceremony, when everyone came up with their flags, I mean, I felt, and I know a lot of people in this room felt, such joy. I was crying. I've never felt like that before. I felt like I connected with everyone.
כזאת שמחה, בכיתי, אף פעם לא הרגשתי ככה, הרגשתי מחובר עם כולם.
Is that not connecting at all with the spiritual world? What is that? Is that just psychological? Is that... I felt people's desires, I felt people's concerns, I felt people's love.
מה זה הדבר הזה?
What is
זה לא רוחניות? מה זה הדבר הזה שהרגשנו? הרגשתי את הרצונות של האנשים, הרגשתי את הדאגות שלהם, הרגשתי את האהבה שלהם. מה הרגשנו?
כן.
Yes, it is beautiful, good excitement, heartwarming, but still not spiritual. The spiritual sensation is a sensation of the root. Where does it come from? Why it comes from? Where are we? A feeling that has to bring us to the fact that we're in this sea, this force which unites us above time, above space. This force holds us. And then a person loses the sensation of the bodies. He still ties himself to the body, but he sees the body in a lower degree than he himself is. We then feel a belonging to that same force, that we're included in it, delved in it, and what you felt is one degree before that. Hopefully we'll reach that today.
Hello, I'm Karen. I'm from Eilat. My question is, the hatred which prevents us to overcome and advance, it's not always felt as hatred in this heaviness. Sometimes it's just felt as lack of affection or connection, something we can live with. So how can we, well, what do we do with that small feeling, which is not necessarily strong hatred, rather something you can seemingly live with it? So how do you overcome this?
When you begin to engage in connection, then you begin to feel how the hatred rises. The small ego can't be seen. Therefore, if you're talking to people on the street, no one will tell you that he's an egoist. He'll say, yeah, a little bit like everyone. But no one really recognizes it, that is what disturbs him and that he's truly evil. No one feels that. But people who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, they attract the light during the study. It illuminates on us, whether we like it or not. We're in this nature. The wisdom of Kabbalah, what is it? It explains to us how nature works. The Creator, in its numerical value in Hebrew, is nature. To talk about nature, to talk about godliness, it's the same. So we're under this special force, and this force awakens itself upon us to the extent we yearn for it, to the extent we become more sensitive to it, like in all the forces of nature. Therefore, it turns out that by studying, by being in the study, by being in connection, in all these conversations about the thought of creation, I awaken his force upon me and I become more sensitive to my ego. It's not that my ego grows, as we say. It doesn't grow. I am more aware of it. It remains the same. It doesn't grow by the light. The light illuminates on it, and then I see within me, to greater depth, my nature. Therefore, when you say that your ego is still small, and that you can still agree with it, and that you can still continue, as you say, that's a sign that you haven't attracted enough light by the study, by participation in connection with a group, especially in dissemination. And the light that shines has to show you the increasement of the ego, show you recognition of the evil. That's what you first of all have to feel along the way, and that the recognition of evil will be aimed towards the purpose. Not that I'm suffering from my ego. It's true that I suffer in this life from my ego, but I'm suffering because that is what prevents me from reaching goodness, from connecting to good. And regarding connecting to good, he is my enemy. So you have to study a little more. And not necessarily study, but the more a person is included in the group. The group can give it to him in one go, all the recognition of the evil. But without this recognition of evil, we won't be able to rise. We won't be able to demand for the Creator to be revealed and to connect us.
Meaning, if we don't really feel hatred, so something there is missing. I don't even know how to ask it.
Well, instead of you, the Zohar says it just exactly.
Part 16 in the Sadi material, Achare Mot. The Zohar says in Adam Samechei,
it talks about each sphera as the 10 original spherot. Rabbi Shimon and 9 of his students are as the 9 original spherot in the greatest spiritual degree that wasn't here until now in any moment in human history. They were the only special ones, and therefore they could write the book of Zohar. And look what they write about themselves.
How good and how pleasant the brotherhood of friends together. These are the friends while sitting together, and they never part from one another. At first they seem as people who are ready for war. They want to kill one another. And afterward, they return to be in love of brothers. The Creator, what does He say about them? How good and how pleasant is for brothers to dwell together in unity. The word together indicates the presence of divinity with them. Moreover, the Creator listens to their disclosure and is pleased and content with them. This is what it means of the meaning of the words. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard it, and book of remembrance was written before Him.
So look, there are people who are in spirituality in a very sublime degree. And they, when they begin to sit together and study the book of Zohar and write it themselves, they begin to reveal hatred when there is none like it. They're willing to kill each other, to eat each other up completely. And then they say, how good it is to sit together, meaning together with the Creator, that by that they need Him. By that they can discover Him, reveal Him. By that they need Him. And then by attracting Him, and it's impossible to do it otherwise, because otherwise they truly hate each other. And what will be the purpose? So they discover the evil. They discover the evil purposefully, in order to attract the Creator more powerfully between them. And therefore, He's happy that is how they reveal Him, demand Him, and He arrives and is revealed between them. Therefore, to be together as much as possible in the study, in dissemination, and to expect for the Creator to be revealed. We're not as great as them. This revelation comes from one degree to the next. And to the extent people are greater in the group, higher in the group, then the hatred is revealed even more. And we see that in our groups, also probably in your group. In each and every group, we only need to understand these things are towards the purpose. It's not against, it's for the creation, it's for the revelation. The revelation of evil is for our own benefit, otherwise we wouldn't need the Creator to be revealed. What for? We think that we need it, but specifically this evil directs us to revealing, to discovering the upper force, that exact force, and not what we imagine that force is. So the brothers sitting together, that is what we talked about before, that will fill between us. That we need to discover it. It needs to dwell between us, and then he who does it above brings peace upon us.
Would have read the last sentence from the Zohar. And you, the friends who are here, just as you were previously in a state of love, so you should remain inseparable henceforth until the Creator rejoices with you and calls peace upon you, and by your marriage shall there be peace in the world. It is written about that, for the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, may peace be within you.
Okay. Maybe a song. Yeah, let's sing it.
Hashem Elokeinu, Avaksha Tov Lach.
Yes, I come to Iran. Iran, you got something?
Shura le'atlachah בבקשה, המשך שאלות.
Please, more questions.
Здравствуйте. Я приехал из России, меня зовут Саша. Сюда я приехал с огромным желанием пробить свою мистическую скорлупу. Это желание во мне породила московская группа. Я хотел бы попросить ставить Москву.
He came from Russia. His name is Sasha. He says he came with a great desire, a huge desire to break the shell of his ego. And that desire came from the Moscow group, who is asking the whole Moscow group to stand up.
That's a lot of people.
You see how great they are?
I think part of them are also in the kitchen as well.
But I can't let go of the feeling that I have to do something, but I don't do it.
Very good.
And I'm afraid that this convention will go by and all that will be left is an impression that it won't make this inner change in me. What can I do? What do I have to do now, really now, at that moment, at that second, at such a time?
First of all, the fact that you're asking that, we're all asking that. I'll put it this way. First of all, the fact that you are now in connection with the others, with anticipation, with yearning, that remains for life. It doesn't know how life will go by, but this has been engraved in your for eternity, in spirituality. It says that when a person reaches the higher courts, then he's asked, have you engaged in Torah? Meaning, did you want to attract the light? Did you expect for salvation? Meaning to rise above your ego to the next nature, to the second nature. Those are the two questions that one is asked. And that is what we try to realize here. The fact that each one feels that he must do something but is incapable, that is exactly what is beneficial, to the extent that it's unpleasant, like contractions, that you want to give birth to something but you're unable to do so. But from these efforts, that's where the new degree comes from. What to do? What we're talking about now, open the heart, connect between us, feel that the Creator must be revealed between us and dwell between us, and to raise us to the second nature. That's what the Kabbalists write. We are today in a state that all of our material is already open before you. Everything has been explained for dozens of times.
And you're
There is almost nothing more to say, only a little more efforts. But these efforts that aren't in the time of study and not in dissemination, we've done that enough. But efforts in these connections like we're having now, make an effort to feel everyone in your heart. And the Creator will do the job. Where you feel you're not capable, bring him there. What does the Creator say to Moses? Come to Pharaoh. Like you hold on to a little child's hand. The Moses within us, the point in the heart. It's afraid, of course, against this monster, this ego. We're helpless. We feel, I want to do it, but I can't. And the next moment, I don't even want it. It controls me. And more, every time over it again. And only this small spark that I have from that spiritual state that used to be, all in all, it doesn't do anything. It can't. By this spark, I have to catch on to the Creator, and then I can stand up against the ego. Because it's such a monster that, of course, we're unable to do everything. And if I hold on to the Creator, hand by hand, and I want to be with him like a small child that holds on to a grown-up and says to the grown-up what he wants, points up, that the grown-up will get it for him. That's how we need to go. I want to be connected with others. I want to achieve this connection. I want to achieve this vessel that the Creator will be revealed. I catch onto it through this spark, but it's a spark, and I need to catch it entirely. I need to unite with it. And then, this ego, this Pharaoh, begins to disappear, and it's gone. And I remain with the Creator, connected to the other points in the heart of the friends, with everyone together, and that's the spiritual degree revealed. That's what should be done.
Hello, I'm Michal. I'm from the group of Modi'in. I'm very excited, but there's something that really bothers me. I don't understand the meaning. And how do we join the desires inside the group? How can I know what the others want, someone else from the group? How do we do that inside the group, connecting the desires of others? Thank you.
Do you understand the question, Aaron?
Yeah, she said she doesn't know how to attach the intentions, her intentions to the intentions of others, if she doesn't know what are the intentions and desires of others.
I don't need to ask them. I don't care. I want to connect with the same thoughts and desires of theirs, which are aimed towards the goal. I don't ask them what's at home, what's at work, how are you feeling. I can ask them just like human beings do, but I connect only to the same intentions of my friends, which are aimed towards the goal. So what can I ask? I know what these are. It's hard to be together and reach the force of bestowal, discover the general love in it called Creator, that it will dwell between us, that it will connect us, and then in that connection, we feel the upper reality, the upper world. With these intentions, with these sensations, I want to connect. That's what you need to say to yourself. I don't need to ask my friends what they want and what they don't. Most certainly their desires, their thoughts, that's also what they want. So that's what I want to connect to, and all the rest is unimportant to me. All the rest is all corporeal. Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Hello, Ryan. Je m'appelle Ismaël. Je suis de Paris.
Hello, Rav. My name is Ismaël. I'm from Paris.
Ma question, c'est
je constate, c'est que souvent je veux me connecter aux amis.
I feel that most of the time I want to connect to friends.
J'ai beaucoup, beaucoup de mal, et parfois j'ai l'impression d'y arriver avec des amis, et parfois j'y arrive pas. Et Rav, tout à l'heure, tu disais que c'était le signe d'un autre rentrer dans le degré. Alors la question c'est, Rav, est-ce que.
He's saying that.
Est-ce que à un moment donné, je pourrais attraper cette connexion et l'attraper pour de bon avec les amis.
What the friend from France is asking is, during the convention I feel that I'm suddenly able to connect to the friends, I'm detached from them, and what he's trying to understand is how to maintain this connection and not be detached.
Attaining a spiritual degree comes after many preparations, like in our world. It is like birth. There are many stages along the way, 3 days of perception of the semen, 3 sections, constructions, when we develop according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we learn that in detail in Talmud Asera Sfirot. This is a spiritual birth, and accordingly we have a corporal birth. So this is a process. It's a process. We want to finish it all in one convention, and it's a great incident that we have, but what comes out, comes out. I'm serious. The fact that I'm shouting that we have to do it all and now, and that we can definitely do it, we have to understand that we need to want everything 100%, not less. Like a baby who demands something silly, he will forget about it in a moment, but now he's yelling and screaming and demanding, this is the whole world for him. We have to be the same. This is on the one hand. On the other hand, there are many preparations along the way, and you can see according to the questions and according to the people how hard it is for us, and yes and no, but a great work has been done. Yesterday, when we felt this difficulty, we didn't know what, and all of a sudden the inner work I told you to do, to delve inside and let's talk to one another, suddenly I saw people who used to sit together and talk, all of a sudden everybody taking their own food, sitting alone, watching the others, not connecting. It's a great work. And it's very good. We have to go through many such discernments. And eventually, those discernments can be done very rapidly by breaking, by pressuring, by not taking anything into consideration. So what if I'm small? I want to. And this is how it's gonna be. The fact that many stages are going through you from yesterday and today, and you still have today, we're just beginning. I guarantee you'll have many more inner feelings. Compared to yesterday, today you have to feel the opposite from yesterday. This is the purpose. Like, I'm not talking about the evening. Like yesterday, till the evening, you felt the difficulty and you couldn't, and yes and no. Now, everything should be about passionate, warm connection, that we have no choice. We have to, and the Creator should reveal it to us. We demand from Him to finish the work for us. to connect our hearts. And I have a good feeling.
Hello, I'm Navit from Tel Aviv Group. You said that the stage of the feeling of hatred is necessary.
The Zohar says so.
But our natural tendency is to escape places we feel bad, we feel hatred. How does that work out with choosing the correct society if we feel hatred in the environment we're in? How can we overcome the feeling of hatred and remain in the group?
Of course, it's our nature to run away from evil. When I came to the Rabash, so he told me. He told me that when he was little, still in Poland, he used to go to school, and there was this teacher, and if somebody behaved wrong, he hit him with a stick. And he said, I was very naughty. You can understand how many beatings I got. But after you get the beating, you had to kiss the stick. That was the special thing about it. So what does it tell us? It's a great wisdom to it. You have to acknowledge that those beatings are for your own good. Now we hate everything that makes us feel bad. But if that bad feeling, let's say it's a sign of a disease, for instance, and thanks to the pain, I discover that something is wrong with me, so I go to the doctor. He gives me a medicine and I cure. So I should thank the feeling of the pain, otherwise that disease could have being real bad. So it all depends how I look at things, purposefully or not. If it is the purpose, then I begin to love the evil inclination. It becomes the good inclination to me. There is no difference between it and the good inclination, only according to how I look at things. If I see that it distances me away from the goal, perhaps now I will need the Creator then. Then I really thank it, and then I run to the Creator. So I ran to the Creator, asked Him for something. Now I have nothing more to ask or do, and turn to Him with. So again I feel the evil inclination, the burning of the heart, hate, envious, respect, lust. Again I have no choice. Only I have to reveal it purposefully. So again, I have to run to the Creator and again thank Him. So it becomes a help made against Him. So what you're missing is not the evil inclination. What you're missing is to connect it to the goal and to kiss it as a good stick.
Okay.
Вопрос такой. Нас сейчас здесь 8 тысяч человек, даже больше, еще десятки тысяч по всему миру. И вы сказали, что раскрытие зависит от всех. Это что получается? Если кто-то один будет не хотеть или будет не хотеть недостаточно, может это не произойти? Или я должен видеть всех, что уже все давно хотят, и осталось только разбить мое сердце?
Кирилл from Moscow is asking, we're 8,000 people here and there are many, many who are still connected with us. You said the revelation depends on all of us. Does that mean that one who wants it or one who doesn't want it, that can determine whether we'll succeed in discovering it, all of us together? Or do I have to see everyone in a state that I have to see that everyone does want and I'm the only one who doesn't?
Whoa. Everybody wants but me.
on the one hand. On the other hand, neither one of them will want if I won't want. I determine their desire and they determine my desire. And then it turns out that I have to take care for everyone. For everyone. Not to rely on anyone. There aren't others here. There are parts of my soul here. I have to make sure how they will take care of me. That's the way it is. I'm responsible for everything. Of course, we have many forces in the world, many friends. Each one thinks like you should think right now, but it doesn't belong to you. You shouldn't demand nothing of anyone. As far as you're concerned, you have to take care that if I won't think about them, they won't think about me. And I can take care of myself. A prisoner doesn't release himself from prison. I can't save myself. Only the others can. And how will they come to me and save me if I'm thinking about them? We don't understand how we attain the quality of bestowal, because it is in a spiritual degree, spiritual dimension. And there are opposite things connect together. There is no good or bad, true and false. Everything is together. As if there are opposite things, distant things, opposite things connect. The light and the clay become as one. Therefore, we can't quite understand it. But through these confusions, which we cannot apprehend, you cannot understand what I've just said. But through these efforts that we do, that means he who makes peace in heaven above, meaning wholeness, that light comes and make peace also with us. It raises us to its degree, and there everything connects together. Now we don't have to understand it. We can't, according to our mind and where we are today, we cannot understand it. That's it. But as we are, on the one hand, there is none else beside him. On the other hand, if there is none else but me. And this is how we should advance. Only one thing matters here. Me and you and the Creator among us. If we will depict that, we don't need anything more than that. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm Agar from the Chadera group. I wanted to ask about self-nullification. Towards the group, it's easier, but towards the others, how will they not take advantage of me by annulling myself towards them?
There is no other. We're not talking about the other at all. In practice, all we want to do is to connect to the friends of the group. I'm sorry, I talked a lot about it. The fact that we say love thy friend as thyself, we're only talking about the friends of our group. We understand why we're doing it. And if you will start behaving like that on the street, then people will think there's something wrong with you.
I was meaning towards the others in the group, not on the street.
Which other are there in the group? I don't understand it. Love thy friend as thyself. Thy friend is he who is with me in the same direction. Well, suppose you think that he is considered to be the other. So how can they think about you that you're wrong if you nullify yourself to them, if you connect to them, if you love them, if you have a good will? No, it can't be. Perhaps this is still a young group and they don't learn and understand one another enough.
Sorry, I didn't say that's what I feel. I'm trying to understand how can this happen, that in spite of this nullification, there is still this value that we give each other.
Well, this is a different question. I appreciate the friend according to how much he can nullify himself. I'm looking at him and I'm envious of him.
Please.
Вы сказали, что для того, чтобы нам прорвать махсом, для того, чтобы сделать, нам необходимо быть в одно мгновение, в одной мысли, в одном желании и в очень большом желании.
Sasha Angelov from Boston, he says, years ago when we had conventions in Citrin, he said that in order to pass the barrier, we need to enter the same thought, the same desire together momentarily. And we've tried this many times, but we weren't prepared. I have a feeling that now, in this moment, we're all ready.
Клипу для того, чтобы сделать эту дырку.
I'm sitting here during the lesson and I'm trying to delve into this membrane, this shell, in order to penetrate deep inside. But what I'm lacking is that we all do it together, synchronized. And I don't want it tomorrow, I want it now, in this moment.
Помогите, пожалуйста, сейчас вот синхронизировать всех нас в молчании, в молитве, в общей молитве, продавить эту мембрану и прорвать все это.
Help, if you can, please, to synchronize us all to be in the same request, in the same prayer, the same inner cry, to break this shell. In almost the exact same words, I turned to Rabash once and he answered me that he isn't in the path between the Creator and I. A person has to find his connection himself, he has to demand it himself. He needs to understand that it's not him who breaks through this membrane, but the Creator does it. The fact that you make an effort, that you're incapable, that's good. But you have to stop trying to make an effort to do so yourself. With what force do you do it? With the force of the ego? How can you break through it? If the ego is big or small, it doesn't matter. Only the Creator can do so and no one besides Him. And the teacher here, he's just a guide. He brings you to that same state. And he isn't capable of doing any more. And also the Creator isn't capable of doing it if you won't demand it from Him. Because the desire for it has to come prior to the action, to His action. Therefore, A, one should stop trying to break through this membrane himself, this shell of the heart, and B, don't expect anyone, including me, to do it, but only from the upper force. We learn this, we've been learning it for years, together with you, in all of our articles, in Shamati and in whatnot. Where have you seen that you need to demand this from the teacher? In which article is that written? Where have you seen that a person himself is able to do something? Where is it written? It's all done by the upper light. And that alone, he created the desire, he changes the desire, he prepares the desire for change. For change of the intention, and only he's capable, just like he shattered a desire, he's able to correct it if the desire will demand so. There is no one in between, And it depends only on the desire itself, this request, this raising of the man, and the action from above by the upper light. And there's nothing besides that. So stop being confused. Start concentrating only on two actions. I ask, the Creator does. Period. Okay? Good afternoon, my name is Vered. Campus in Haifa. If you can talk about and sharpen this phrase, if not I, then who? Which seems to contradict, there is none else besides him, and it seems to contradict connection with the society. And a second thing, I have a small request. If it's possible, that will clear out the tables where the women are, so we'll also be able to dance. Regarding the second question, turn to the management. I'm together with you. So Oren says he'll take care of it. You have to understand, I'm here as a guest, just like you are. Like that, I'm told what I have to say. Sometimes I can't, but I just throw it right away. But still, sometimes. And there's management, everything is aimed to. I don't want to be involved and control that. Everyone has to grow and everyone has to put in their own field.
שאלה הראשונה היא איך?
גם אני שכחתי.
Oh, if not else with you, okay, not besides. There's a good article of Bala Sulam. How he writes in the article. The truth is, it's simple, as I said now to the doctor. I have to say, if there's no one else besides me, regarding everything that stabilizes this deficiency, this change, no one can help me. I can read 1,000 books, hear 1,000 lectures and everything, but eventually it's my inner work. Don't wait for anyone. I have to reach this deficiency that I'd rather die than live. Just like that, because this life isn't life. That's what I have to reach. And there is, if not I, then who? The Creator won't give in. He won't give us the deficiency. He gives us the fulfillment, not the deficiency. And there, if not I, then who? That's a great problem. And a person is usually fails there. If I understand that if not I, then who, meaning it depends only on me, then I discover that I'm incapable, finally. And then that's what it's called, that the nation of Israel has reached despair from work. From the outside, no one can help, and I myself am incapable. And when we reach these two discernments, that's called the final contractions. And then this upper force breaks through and gives birth to man from a spiritual level. And there is none else besides him. So there is a stage, if not I, then who? And then none else besides him. I can't discover there is none else besides him without starting with there is none else besides me. And before the next question,
Before the next question, there is another thing we thought that we should bring up during this lesson. This is the first day of the second day of the convention. This is the hardcore of the convention. And now you are talking about the most important things we should do. And we know from what we've been learning from you in all those years that there is another expression for men's yearning to the revelation of Creator and bestowal. And this is this daily engagement in contents, in sources. You keep telling about yourself that your whole day, what you do ever since you've been with the Rabash, and he aimed you to do that, is to work with the sources. We wanted to dedicate a few minutes to the importance of engaging in contents, also as a leverage for men's inner development, and also as an expression for his desire to be in bestowal.
It depends on the type of people. There are people who like to work with the material. There are those who like to work with their hands, or any other kind of thing. But nevertheless, working with content is very, very important. Rabash used to make sure that I'll make shortcuts to different articles of his and to Bala Sulam, that I'll make changes on the text, although they're not good, incorrect. But I see how my friends who are working with the text, they're changing. Therefore, that it's seemingly redundant, but it's not redundant for you. Therefore, it's very important. Therefore, we need to shorten it. Maybe put answer question, have a short post from it, send it to us, that maybe what we haven't done and it's successful, put it in the blog. You can see how many posts I do in the blog daily. I work on it for a few hours. And I understand that you can't even read it daily, such a huge amount of material. But dozens of people work on it, and they process it and translate it and do these actions. And all of this raises the group more and more. You can see after 15 years, 10 years, as long as we've been in dissemination of material, we have a warehouse of information in all languages, and that's well done to all of our friends. You're saying well done to all of our friends, and we thought that we want to see who are these friends, and I'm asking, don't be shy, I'm going to read out a list so you'll understand what a huge amount of people who hold the whole world clear. I'm going to read a list of roles that are related to content, and we're asking you, without any shame, anyone who's on the list I'm going to read, please stand up. We want to see who works on the content and gives the livelihood and light to all of humanity. So all the people who write to the internet, write for the television, start standing up. Writers for the internet, writers for the television, writers for the newspaper, writers of the books, book editors in all languages, internet editors, TV editors, editors, people who take care of Rav Lightman's blog, songwriters, music writers, illustrators, clip editors, those who edit the daily lessons, video editors, comic illustrators, campus lesson editors, Kabbalah Center instructors, Learning Center instructors, writers of the study material, editors of the Book of Zohar, all the translators and the simultaneous translations, English, Spanish, Russian, Hebrew, German, French, Italian, German, content, education people. And if we've forgotten something, then please stand up.
אז אורן התכוון ש...
So Oren meant that in the next convention everyone will stand up.
Now each and every one of us are sitting here because the others have done this action, and what Ravi is saying that in the next convention people are going to come and explode the exhibition gardens when we all engage in content. Next time we're going to take the entire
next time we'll have any stadium.
Okay, stadium. We really want to allow each person to engage in content, and therefore we've decided that after the convention we're going to open a training session for content people. It's going to start 2 weeks after the convention. It's suitable to every person who wants to be part of this, who wants to engage in material and create something from it. Have you seen this? It's a very, very broad world, but this course will give you a general direction that each one will be able to develop from it according to what is unique. It's going to start about 2 weeks after the convention. We're going to video it and translate it and send it to the whole world. Clear. Anyone who wants to have this training session, please go in the next break to the manpower stand there. You're going to see a big sign there. Content training. You can approach them and they'll tell you the details. Another request regarding the stand of content training. There are many people who are professionals. For example, everyone knows Dr. Yitzhak Orion from the Be'er Sheva University, and since he's come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, he's found a very special way to combine between his profession, quantum mechanics, and the wisdom of Kabbalah, and he initiated very, very productive projects of writing books, articles. Show Yitzhak there. He's an example for all of us. Yitzhak is an example for a professional who found a wonderful way to combine his world of content to the world of content with the Kabbalah. So if there are other professionals who are sitting here and what they engage in life can somehow connect to the wisdom of Kabbalah and give birth to something new through writing or anything, so then go to the stand of the content training.
We should also talk about people from the education area.
Well, education is going to be our topic for the next lecture. It's going to be entirely about education. Now, the next thing is about the convention, but not about here and now. As Rav said, that the Moscow friends, some of them raised their hands, but the rest of them are in
hall number 10,
and another third of them are in the kitchen. Others are guarding around all this premises. And that's how we all are. We're also experiencing the convention, and we're also taking part in the making of it. And that puts a person into the convention in a different manner. He's not an observer, but he's an active participant, a creator. Anyone who wants to take part in what we're doing here in the convention, please come to the human resources stand, and you can find a job for an hour or two in whatever is suitable. So maybe you can give us a summary for that very important lesson we just had.
Well, what can I say? When spirituality is revealed to a person, it is revealed as something that fulfills his air, his space. It is an additional force that he feels here in this world, like something that becomes more dense. This is the force of bestowal, the force of love, that fulfills whole of man's world, his entire world. We have to attract it, we have to demand for it, so that it will be revealed, especially as the connecting force between us. Through it we will start to feel, all of us, that we are really, truly together. So pay attention for it. It's not like we said yesterday, in a very hard, stiff, internal way, but in a form of love, emotion, of tenderness. Let's start doing it. Let's start feeling it. It seems to me that we are going through good stages, so thank you so much. Ivan, do you have something for us?